Dreamscape presents Abraham Lincoln, The Making of America by Terry Canefield, narrated by Pete Cross. Prologue. Now, by God, I'll put him through. On April 11th, 1865, a crowd gathered in front of the White House, calling for President Abraham Lincoln to give a speech. For 2 days, the nation had been rocked by the news that Confederate General Robert E. Lee had surrendered to Union General Ulysses S. Grant. Everyone understood this meant that the Civil War was at last ending. The day before, Lincoln dodged requests for a speech, but this evening he heeded the call and stepped to the window. At his side was his 12-year-old son, Tad. Lincoln was gaunt and raw-boned, described once as thin as a bean pole and ugly as a scarecrow. But he was a riveting speaker. When he began to speak, the deep sadness that lined his face and the sorrowful aspect of his eyes lifted, and his face came alive. Seeing him, the crowd erupted with joy, cheering and swaying, glowing with adoration, waiting for the stirring and poetic words they had come to expect. The crowd was diverse, blacks and whites together, cheering the president who 2 years earlier signed the Emancipation Proclamation and was now throwing his weight and influence behind a new amendment to the Constitution that would forever abolish slavery in the United States. Not everyone in the crowd, however, was feeling joyous. Standing among the cheering throngs was a man named John Wilkes Booth. Booth, a well-known actor, had spent some of his youth in the South. He was a passionate supporter of the Confederacy and a strong believer that blacks belonged in slavery. Like former Vice President John Calhoun, he believed that slavery was a positive good. For Booth, elevating the status of blacks was an insult to white people and a step in the direction of destroying the white race. This country, Booth said once, was formed for the white, not for the black man. He also wrote, "Our cause being almost lost, something decisive and great must be done." He hated Lincoln with a passion. "We meet this evening," Lincoln began, "not in sorrow, but in gladness of heart." Then, instead of launching into the stirring victory speech many in the crowd expected, he spoke somberly on the difficult topic of how...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?